I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
We get advantage on his ashes if we attack again.
I singed those furs.
Great teamwork. Drop a bigger boulder this time.
Oh, shit.
It's actually the Red Bull tribe.
Loser terrain.
Stick around for a while.
I threw a hot water bottle at him.
I guess we could shame it, but I don't feel bad.
Oh, my God. Take that, Kumpadink.
Why did you put me in here?
But he's short, though.
Ball bearings go up his butt.
And the barbarian dies. And with his falling body, the cave shakes ever so slightly, and a stalactite falls on Kieran. Killing the dog.
This
cruel.
Kills the dog.
Cruel and unusual.
With my last breath, I curse Kieran.
Welcome back to Dice Shame. This is Season 2, Episode 48, On Solid Ground.
MVP this week is Jam, and they're on Episode 78. They were nominated by Anonymous, who says the way that they feel about Torin makes them feral. Ooh, baby. If you want to nominate someone for MVP, swing by our Discord and fill out the Google form. Anyone can be MVP.
Even you. Extra Life is coming back 2023. However, we got the date wrong. We told you earlier it was October 7th, when it's actually going to be September 23rd for us. Yes, it's a little different than usual, but we'll be streaming for 24 hours and aim to raise $5,000. It all starts midnight on the 23rd, right up until the 24th, so stop by. You can check out the link at extra-life.org/participant/Invictus.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
And a lot of work.
All right, should we play some D&D?
Let's do it.
Woo!
Would you rather be lied to and told something that you are happier to hear, or would you rather be told the truth regardless of how difficult it might be to hear?
Lied to.
Really?
Depends on how consequential it is.
Right.
Yeah, but I can't. If we can't say depends, I'd go lied to.
Well, you could say consequential. I like where Rob's going.
Oh, then
going
absolutely
with this.
Depends on how consequential it is.
Yeah.
I don't want you to lie to me about the broken tire in the car, but I definitely want you to lie to me if you don't like my shirt and we're about to walk out the door.
For a liar, I think there is an ethical burden of, is this truth going to do more good or more harm?
Exactly.
And there's a, you know, if you're already going to lie about something and you wanted to find another ethical line to you know, walk down there. And that's the whole thing with, well, we've created white lies because that's a whole, you know, glue to keep society together or whatever.
Yeah.
And I guess my reasoning to say lie to is, at least in my feelings and experience, most lies are stupid. Like most lies, the vast majority, they're inconsequential, stupid nothings. You know, it's rare that you have the whomp of, if I don't find out the truth about this, you know, my adopted child will never be, like, you know, so my instinct, well, just lie to me, because it's like, did you listen to my show? Do you like my shirt? Are these shoes good?
For me,
I don't care about that shit.
It's the opposite, mm-hmm. because I feel like as someone who's been through a fucking divorce, there are some things that you should probably not be lied to about, and they're very consequential, and I would much prefer hearing the terrible, honest truth and be able to make decisions based on that.
I hate your fucking hair, okay? I hate it.
I mean, yeah, like that's the bottom rung of the ladder for sure. Scaling up to stuff that I don't really want to talk about on a podcast. God, no. But like 100%, I would way rather always be told the truth.
I'm with Joe on this. Even with some of like, there's like the minorest of minor stuff where it's like, you know, like, do you love it or do you love it? And you're like, yeah, I love it. And you're like, it's fine. Like in your head. And like, that's one thing. But I'm like, even lots of the small stuff, I'd rather hear the truth. I'd rather just have the person be honest with me, because if all that small stuff builds up and I find out that you've just been like humoring me for so long, that's going to hit with the same weight as if I found out that it was something big that you've told me. Mm-hmm. Because I've had people, like, you know, like shitty friends do stuff like that where you find out afterwards that it's just a bunch of bullshit and you're like, oh, okay, this whole time was a lie. So it's just like, I'd rather just know at the top.
Rob?
Oh, no, I was going to jump in with a story and then I realized I don't want to tell that story on the podcast. But
yep.
Yeah, fair.
They're
fair.
Listening to it.
There's a lot of stories and I'm like, ooh, let's not go there.
But then I was like, oh, I think that guy listens to the show. Uh-oh, I can't say that story.
Oh, no.
Spill it, Rob. Yeah. Name and shame.
Harlan's like, say it. I'll cut it out.
He edits the show, too.
We're calling you out, Jeff.
Yeah, you know, Bob. He's like,
yeah, fuck it.
Let's dox all these people.
Yeah. Everyone who's ever hurt you, we're going to lay them all out right now. No, Let's do it.
It was more about, I have a tolerance for people who are just bullshitting them. If I can clock that they're just bullshitting me and telling stories and not doing anything. But I had a friend of mine who absolutely has no tolerance for that because whatever, his life led him to a place, just can't stand it at all. So I introduced these two people one night in university and it was horrible. It was just the worst.
No.
You know,
oh, no.
You ever introduce two friends and it just goes the worst it possibly could?
I don't do it anymore. Yeah.
It was bad news.
It's like referring somebody for a job, you know, that you don't know extremely well. Because if you, like, you're like, oh, they might work out here. But if they don't work out, then that's going to reflect badly on me. And that
bad idea overall.
But at my work, I get $2,000 for referring people.
Yeah,
but
that
was very
case.
Different. You weren't referring friends. You were referring students that you taught how to do the job.
It's
called a recommendation.
I had a pretty good handle on whether they could fucking handle it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's not like, hey, I don't know, this guy probably would be good at...
This guy hasn't spilled any blood at all. It's great.
Only a bit, but he licked it right up.
No acid spilled.
Dr. Acula.
he's very intense, loves night shifts. It's great.
Loves blood.
But yeah, I mean... In general, I definitely get the points about like, yeah, I don't want a lot of, you know, little things to build up. But if the truth is only going to hurt me and if I'll never know and it doesn't make a difference, I don't need to know.
Yeah. See, that's where I'm at, too.
Depends on the magnitude of it, you know, and that's why, I mean, hey, when we're playing Dungeons and Dragons, lie to me.
I'll tell you all what you need to hear.
Yes,
and nothing more.
You can deceive us.
Should we play some D&D?
Speak
yeah,
English.
Let's
yes.
do
it's
it.
It's time.
You see the form of this formidable barbarian just wearing some like animal furs, and his face and chest are daubed with this blue paint, looking suspiciously down the corridor towards you. And then you watch as he approaches the edge. Too close. He puts a foot wrong, and then all of a sudden, he tumbles down the ledge. Who's acting first?
The minute he hits the bottom, Red lets his arrow fly.
Okay, roll to hit.
Natural 20!
No way!
Oh, wow.
Yes way! Holy crap.
Because it's... I have advantage on creatures that haven't acted yet. I got, no joke... 2 natural 20s.
I demand.
I'm taking a picture right now.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's going to be 35 damage.
Holy shit.
Damn.
And
Good first volley, Red. Doran.
All right. That's going to be a 21 to hit.
Hey,
yep.
Nice.
And doing 13 points of slashing damage.
Nice.
Excellent.
Yeah, Doran slices off a big chunk of flesh from this guy's upper thigh as he hits the ground.
With a flick of Dazan's wand, a firebolt launches across the room towards this barbarian with a 27 to hit.
Yes.
For 15 fire damage.
Amazing. Mari,
she pulls the bolt from her coat and hurls it towards this guy who just looks already scorched and messed up. Mm-hmm. And that is a 21 to hit.
Absolutely.
And she does 13 points of damage.
I mean, between the four of you, this man is pierced, sliced, burned, and radianted to death. Congratulations.
We get advantage on his ashes if we attack again.
If you choose to do so, yes.
I love that it's all happening under the shroud of Pass Without Trace, too. Like, the sounds are muffled as we try to, you know.
That's true.
Let's do it again. Same thing. Everyone ready up.
Agreed. Great teamwork.
Drop a bigger boulder this time. Get the attention of the other one.
Yeah. Jack scrambles up to the edge of the step again, gets like a fist-sized rock this time, and takes it as high in the air as he can, drops it to the ground, and moves to the back of the cavern, getting his firebolt ready to fly.
And again, Red readies his bow.
Mari moves closer, this time standing sort of next to Doran, and she takes her walking stick and spins it once, and blue light shifts through all the carvings, so now it's a magical shillelagh.
You really like blue.
Doran watches you do this, and he's like, looks at his own axe, and he's like, kind of spins it in his hand, nothing, no lights or anything, and he's like, huh.
And Red sees this, and he casts Minor Illusion on Orc Splitter just a little bit to give you a little yellow glow. Aww. On it. And it's clear that you know it's not normal, and you look up at Red, and he kind of winks, and he's like, you deserve it too, buddy.
I'm like,
just a big smiley face on the blade of the axe that winks. Yeah.
Murray does like a little like weapon bump, like a fist bump. Like, hey man.
Cheers. Yeah,
Orc Splitter splits your shillelagh in half.
Oh shit.
And then like screams so loudly about it. We hear a larger commotion as this bigger rock falls from the ceiling. And again, nothing for a second. And then you hear footsteps accompanied by a female voice talking to herself a little bit. And just like the previous one, she approaches this ledge. She's looking out down the hallway trying to figure out where what's happening. And that's when her foot passes through this illusory terrain. And I rolled a natural 20.
No. No.
On her dexterity save.
Oh, no.
Yeah, sorry, guys. So she holds on to
she
the
flies
ledge.
Away.
Yeah, she takes to the air.
I kind of imagine like Monty Python, like cut, paste, and it moves, you know, like off the camera. Like it's not like movement, yeah. It's just like clearly.
Yeah, no, so she trips and falls, but catches herself at the last second, and she's holding on by a hand and looking down.
No!
Yeah, I don't think that's going to trigger your action or your ready to action, Red, because she didn't hit the ground.
Damn it.
So let's roll for initiative, everyone. Okay, Mari, what'd you get?
I rolled a really good 5.
Hey!
Excellent.
That's a number.
Jack, what'd you get?
I got a 22.
Hey! Doran, what'd you get?
I also got a 22.
Did you want to go before or after Alex?
Doran can definitely go first.
Red?
I got a 21.
Nice. And Kieran?
10.
All right, Doran, it's your turn. Top of the order. We've got this barbarian dangling from the ledge in front of you. What do you do?
Doran's going to attack their feet, hoping to chop off their feet. Ha ha ha.
Slice and dice.
That's going to... Oh my God. Natural 1.
Oh no.
Oh no.
All right, so I miss and my axe clanks against the wall, but my second attack is a 26 to hit.
Hey, yes, that's a good number.
Mm-hmm.
Doing 15 points of damage.
Excellent.
Ooga booga.
So the next I chop off maybe a foot or some toes.
My Achilles.
All right, Jack.
I point Dazan's wand at this barbarian and fling a firebolt and get a natural 20.
Oh! Hey!
What
is going on?
You do not get those off.
What's happening?
It's not.
We're all swingy today.
21 fire damage as I try to light this lady up.
Excellent. All right, Red, it's your turn.
I got a 23 to hit.
Mm-hmm.
Doing
21 damage.
All right.
And I will attack again, trying to pin her head to the wall. Stick around for a while. And he lets an arrow go.
That's pretty good.
With a 28.
Uh-huh.
Doing 32 damage.
Oh. Yeah, Red, you absolutely skewer this woman, and her corpse is just pinned to the cave wall here.
She's suddenly poisoned by the rusty arrowhead and tetanus, and all of a sudden she dies.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was like 32 damage to her hand. Like, I'm just like, you're like, how?
No, I said head.
Oh, head.
Oh, no, I did say head the first time. You're right. Whatever.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. They're like,
But she is not alone in this cave, and you hear the running steps of another warrior. He leaps down off of the ledge, brandishing a great axe, and runs to attack you, Jack Page, recklessly with a 17 to hit.
I would hit me. But in the last moment, a shield of force appears and turns the axe aside.
Twong!
Nice.
Beauty.
That's the sound of an axe on a shield.
Twong!
Well done.
You're like...
I mean, you're the sound effects guy.
Yeah.
And because of this reckless attack, you will all have advantage on your attack rolls against this character for the next round.
Nice.
Mm. Oh.
Kieran, what do you want to do?
Kieran's just going to dodge in their place.
Excellent. Okay. Mari, it's your turn.
Mari takes her staff and she runs over to this barbarian.
Come on, staff. Let's do this. Stupid
joke. I want a latte.
And she swings it hard at this person's head. But not only is it magic, it also has the thorn fabric on it.
Oh, yeah.
So it's magical and it's sharp. So that is a 19 to hit.
Yes.
And she does 16 points of damage.
Nice.
Frankly, hey. I think so. 5 points of bleed damage as well.
Wow.
Thanks to those thorns.
Let her bleed.
So that means they're going to bleed for the next couple of rounds?
If they last that long.
Yeah, I think it's 1d6 damage every round.
Yeah, it is.
Doran, top of the round, what do you do?
Yeah, so Doran's, this guy's standing basically right in front of him.
Yeah, he's got an axe, you have an axe.
Yeah, we're like axe enemies. there's a better quip there.
Nope.
Doran's going to attack with advantage. It's going to be a 23 to hit.
Yes.
Hey.
Doing 14 points of damage. Nice. Slashing. And then a natural 20.
Hey!
Whoa. Which, oh my God, could I roll any worse? That's going to be 8 points of damage.
Okay. It's a bad crit. Jack Page.
Well, this barbarian's far too close for comfort. And so I'm going to...
What's comfort?
Comfort?
Listen, I...
Engelbert comforting.
So Jack calls himself.
I've decided this barbarian is comfort, and they're too close for comfort. And so I'm going to try and fling comfort across the room with all the strength of my mind. The biggest telekinetic shove I can right to the center of mass to try and get him away from me. If they could make me a strength saving throw, please.
Absolutely.
Get out of here, comfort.
That's a 9.
Ooh.
A 9 is going to push them back 5 feet. And give me a little bit of breathing room. And then with a flick of the wrist, Dazan's wand throws a firebolt their way with a 20 to hit.
Hey, absolutely.
Take that. Nice.
Comfort.
For a big 3 fire damage.
Woo!
As I skirt the wall trying to get some space.
You threw a hot water bottle at him.
Yeah. I mean, I singed those furs.
He's lightly toasted.
Take that, Kumpadink.
He's got a sunburn.
Red, your turn.
I rolled 2 natural ones.
No.
Oh my God.
No.
Shame.
Word of a lie.
Shame. 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 Shame.
Get out of here.
Never recovering from that.
Wow. So I rolled 2 natural 20s previous and 2 natural ones. Already we've gotten through all the good.
I think the majority of the rolls that you guys have made this session have either been ones or 20s.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very polarized.
Yep. All right. Anyway, for my second attack, that's going to be 23 to hit.
Yes, you hit.
Nice. Doing, 28 damage.
Hey.
Red, what does it look like when you kill this guy?
I pin this guy to the body, still pinned to the wall. The arrow flies through this guy's hand as he's holding up his great axe, pins his wrist to the leg of the woman, and he just dies there hanging.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like you're making artwork here, Red.
You hear the sound of running footsteps from above and some low voices talking to each other in a language that you do not speak.
What are they saying?
Kieran, it's your turn.
Kieran's going to run back to join Jack and try and hide somewhere in the shadows.
Stop hiding behind me!
Mari?
Can't really see them yet, so she's going to just stand over by Doran to be ready when these guys come down to give them a bonk with the shillelagh.
You make it sound so deadly.
Bonk.
Shalele.
A deadly bonk.
Give him a little bonk. Give him a little...
Bonk.
A little smackaroo when they come
Blood
down.
And thorns.
I also love the idea that the creature that's dead but still wounded is still bleeding. Just...
Oh, yeah, yeah. That thing that when she hit it with the thorn cloth, it just sprayed blood everywhere. So, like... But she's just got like this like smear of it across her face.
It looks good on you.
You fool. Oh, yeah. It only makes me look cooler.
Okay, so Mari, you are at the bottom of this ledge and you ready to an action?
Yeah.
So that if someone else hops down or falls down, you're going to
attack
them.
I'm going to whack the shit out of them.
Excellent. Doran, your turn.
Doran's, I guess, just waiting. So doesn't make any sense to do much other than ready an action as well.
Okay, so if someone jumps down...
Does it sound like they're coming close to the edge, or are they just... Are they stopping there? Does it seem...
You can roll a perception check,
I'll guess? I'll do that. I want to know if they're going to come down the ledge, or if they've been warned enough to stay back, and if we should go up and meet them. That's going to be a 9. Probably not.
I mean,
you
heard footsteps approaching. It's impossible. You can't echolocate, unfortunately.
No.
It's not one of your dwarven abilities, so
yet.
You don't know.
Okay. I don't really know. Then I'm going to stay and ready in action at the bottom of this ledge.
Cool. Jack.
I'm also going to sort of hug the wall and ready in action for if one falls through this illusion or sort of gets there, I'm going to launch another firebolt at him.
Excellent.
Firebolt!
Red.
Red walks up to the bottom of the ledge and sort of just perceives them a little bit back and above. And he reaches into the bag of holding and he pulls out ball bearings that he grabbed a long time ago.
Ooh.
And he spreads them all at the bottom of the ledge. And he winks to Doran.
We're going to home alone this.
Great.
And then he heads back.
Does it tell you what the area is of the ball bearings?
It's a 10-foot square. And then Red heads back to his position, and while he can't ready an action, he smiles and laughs.
Jack, did you see what I did?
I saw.
They're gonna fall on the bums!
Whatever. Mari will like it.
She gives him a thumbs up.
Thanks, Mari.
She's like, I'm into this. She likes a good little moment of slapstick. Because she's got her slapping stick with her.
Okay.
You better fucking make them jump on those ball bearings. There's no reason they wouldn't.
Well, if they don't jump on the ball bearings, they're landing on Doran, so.
It turns out they have wingsuits, and they are going to sail over them.
Turns out these are the smartest barbarians out of 5 for no reason.
They're, it's actually the Red Bull tribe. It's not the Blue Bear tribe. They've got that suit. They're ready to fly.
Oh, my God. Man, they made a flying contraption. Yeah.
Oh, no.
I haven't thought of it that long.
I just got that.
Yeah. I was like, what?
And it gives them wings.
It's an old commercial, admittedly.
So this barbarian approaches the illusory ledge and perceives the gore on the ground underneath and sees Mari waiting there with her staff upraised and missing Doran entirely because he is got his back against the ledge hiding under this illusion, figures, I can take this blue lady.
She says in primordial, is like, hey, I'm lost. Directions?
Great. Which sounds to a barbarian's ear like a desperate threat.
Not to mention the smoldering corpses, right? Like
yeah.
There's a lot going on.
This was like this when I found them.
Right. So
they're all pinned to the wall. Like, they're all like...
It's a very discreet pile of gore.
I mean, yeah.
He brandishes his weapon and hops down at you, Mari, ready to cleave you in twain when his feet come into contact with the ball bearings left yes! behind by Red.
Like Red like bends down and does the Kevin McAllister like fist bump. He's like, yes!
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What happens to a creature that lands on ball bearings?
Must succeed on a DC 10 dexterity saving throw or fall prone. It's not even really hard.
I rolled a natural one.
Suck it, barbarian!
He like does like the like whoop 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 whoop.
I was just about to say that. Alex is alike.
I guess we could shame it, but I don't feel bad. This is the thing.
Awesome.
Yeah. And then he like lands on his butt and farts
yeah.
as well.
So
and bells ring.
Ball bearings go up his butt.
So he falls prone.
And Doran's like, ha, 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 hello.
Which triggers Doran's ready to action.
Doran does the Kevin McAllister, hello.
Because he's prone, you get advantage to attack.
And there's a spider crawling across his chest.
Excellent.
An iron falls on his face.
Doran brings his axe down onto the... I rolled the exact same thing on both dice, a 10. So that's a 20 to hit.
Yes.
An unnatural 20. Doing 8 points of slashing damage. That's my ready to action, so I don't get to attack again.
That's right. And Mari, I believe you readied an action. Would you like to resolve that?
Yes, that's a 25 to hit.
Nice.
So she rears back, and she's like, I was just asking for directions. And 13 points damage total. 3 of those are bleeding damage.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So she just cracks that thing down there right in the guy's nose. Like, so his nose Excellent. Starts bleeding.
Lely.
Jack, you also readied your action?
I did, yeah. 21 to hit with a firebolt for 9 fire damage as I light the bugger up.
Okay. Unfortunately, this guy does not have the sufficient movement to stand up. So he's just going to slash out at your legs, Mari, from a prone position.
Slash out! Say she, kicky. Slash out!
He cut. Mari.
Slash out.
16 to hit.
He yep. cut nice. Her feet.
All right. First blood on the heroes.
No.
God, finally. That's a massive 5 slashing damage.
You bastard.
You hit those ankles.
I do.
And Mari's down.
Yeah, and she's bleeding out.
Yeah. Oh my God. This is what happens when you come in with a level 1 character on this party. Why did you put me in here?
We should have leveled you up.
Yeah, no.
You had 40 episodes. What's taking so long?
It's worth it.
You're not a level 1, are you?
No.
Just
I was like, what? Hold on.
3 seasoned adventurers and a baby. It's a new TV show.
I'd watch that.
I would too.
Yeah, same.
As long as young Tom Selleck is in it.
Sure.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Kieran, does Kieran want to hide some more?
Kieran's going to continue to hide behind
Excellent.
Red.
Thanks for helping, Kieran.
As he should.
Can he at least help me if he's just right behind me anyway?
Yeah, he couldn't help you attack this guy. He'd have to be up there. But he can like give you moral support.
I'll take it. Yeah, do it. Give me moral support, Kieran.
Jack recognizes that the more stuff he does with Kieran...
More likely Kieran's going to get killed.
Yes.
I'm saving Kieran to get killed later.
That's right.
Versus getting killed now. I like it's inevitable. At some point, Joe will be just like, "I need to kick a puppy," and it's gonna happen. But
wait
not
until
this
I'm frustrated
fight.
Enough, or else I won't get the catharsis I need.
Yeah, exactly.
I love the idea that it's like, and the barbarian dies, and with his falling body, the cave shakes ever so slightly, and a stalactite falls on Kieran. Killing the dog.
Like this
cruel.
Kills the dog.
Cruel and unusual.
With my last breath, I curse Kieran. God, I'm so torn between walking away and just continuing to beat this guy with a stick.
Beat him, because if you walk away, he's going to get an attack.
I know. Stupid disengaging. Yeah, Murray's feeling... Oh, I got a nat 20.
No! How?
I don't know.
Nice!
This is statistically improbable.
Love it.
Mari, how much damage do you deal to this poor, innocent barbarian?
24 points of damage.
Whoa.
Oh, nice.
Shit. Yeah, she like just absolutely cranks this guy across the face.
Doran, you have this bloody barbarian at your feet.
Yeah.
Mari just cracked his head in.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Doran's like looking down after watching everybody kind of attack this character, and he goes, "Are you still not dead yet?" Doran's going to attack with a 23 to hit.
Nice.
Yes.
Doing 10 points of damage.
What does it look like when you kill him, Doran?
Oh!
I chop his head off. Clean.
Whoa, head?
Yeah, head.
Off?
Off.
Clean?
Clean off. Doran chops the head clean off. And then he looks at him and he says, "That's for the carrying around the dwarven head on your belt."
Nice.
That's not this guy, Doran, but I think the message is clear.
And then he kicks it like a soccer ball off the ledge.
Whoa.
Yikes.
No, that's too far. Yeah.
Go pick it up, Doran. That's rude.
Put it back on.
Do you want to do anything else?
Doran, is there another?
Yeah, so Doran listens up, puts his ear up to the ledge, mm-hmm. and he's going to try and perceive if there's any others coming. It's going to be an unnatural 20.
You don't hear anyone else in the room.
Sounds pretty quiet up there, he says.
Uh-oh. Well, there's only 4 bodies, and there were 5 when I saw, right, Mari?
Yeah, there were 5 up there. Unless one of them, there's no way that other one's still sleeping.
Doran's looking around, and he kind of counts the 4, and he hears what Red says, and so he climbs up the ledge.
So climbing takes you double movement, right? So that's 20 feet of movement for you to climb up that ledge.
Yep, and then he moves into the room by 10 feet and looks around.
I don't see anybody up here. Was there any exits from in here, Mari?
There's exits, but the only way to get through there is to go through the rooms of the stone giants.
No. Well, we better get moving before he alerts somebody else.
Agreed, Red says.
Jack, it's your turn.
Jack pops Kieran into a pocket dimension and moves up to take a look at these smoldering corpses to see if there's anything that might be handy to grab on our way up and past them, because he doesn't have enough movement to get up this wall.
Smart.
They're all carrying great axes of varying quality.
Mm-hmm.
One of them has 2 spears that look very sharp. Apart from that, there's some personal effects. Nothing very interesting for a layperson, but for Jack, it's a treasure trove.
Jack might scoop up the personal effects into his bag, although the weapons are less interesting to him.
Cool. Okay, Jack, so you move up and you search a dude.
Yeah.
Red, it's your turn.
Red runs past Jack and scampers up the wall. Using all of his movement, he gets as far into the room past Doran as he can, and I'm going to do a perception. Do I see any sign of where the 5th person might have gone?
Yeah, Red, actually, you do spot him. You see the back of this barbarian as he's running into the room with the mud.
Red pulls out an arrow and fires at him.
Oof. Roll to hit.
You got this.
No. No, we don't.
Yeah, you do. Got it.
Come don't on. Say natural 20.
That side didn't
big numbers,
didn't
big
feel
numbers.
Like...
Get it.
I want the barbarian to give me a charisma saving throw.
Oh.
I'm not very charismatic.
17.
17?
Yeah. I rolled
what?
Pretty good. Rolled pretty good. They're not very charismatic folks.
This guy's the stand-up comedian.
But this guy's got it.
I was going to say, that seems to be... This guy's like, I'm the cut up at the office. Literally, because I cut up people, but also because I'm funny.
That's good.
I get a lot of laughs around the blood cooler.
Oh, no.
I get a lot of laughs around the mud bath.
Damn it. Well, that was a waste of a special arrow, but that's okay. That's how it works. Red misses the first arrow, and then he pulls one out and fires again. And that's going to be a 25 to hit.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice hit.
23 damage.
Excellent. Yeah, he takes the arrow to his thigh.
He's getting away. Come on.
Red, you watch as the barbarian limps but keeps running. Mari, what do you do?
She scampers up the ledge, but I think that's basically all I can do.
Yay, not just me.
I figured you would.
Just get up the hill.
Great. Mari, you scamper up the ledge. Doran, what do you do?
Doran's going to use twice his movement. And
yep.
Dash and get up close to the entrance of the next cavern.
You do the thing that all toddlers do, stand directly in the way.
Well,
but he's short though. You can shoot over him at least.
Whenever we watch TV with Henry, he immediately stands right in front of me. Come on, man.
Trying to watch my stories here.
Jack, your turn. You are left alone at the bottom of this ledge.
Struggling with these noodle arms, I pull my way up this cliff. just to get like standing beside Mari and just kind of panting, looking around.
What are you all doing, guys?
Mari kind of helps him up, but they're both just like, oh my God, I'm not designed to climb.
Not seeing anything else to do, he's going to sort of make the rest of his movement towards Red and Doran.
All right, Red's turn.
Red pulls out his bow and fires at the back of this guy as he's running away.
Get him.
Ooh, that's a 25 to hit.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yep. Mm.
No problem.
Ventisank.
Thanks, Doran. Did you know Doran speaks French?
Pas de problème.
27 damage.
Excellent.
And I'm going to attack again.
Très bien, monsieur.
Ooh, with a much. 12 to hit.
No, you miss.
Oh,
damn it.
It's this dude's turn. He's going to run for his life.
And you run so far away.
Yeah, skirting the pool of mud, this dude runs his full 60 feet. He's about 20 feet away from the first ledge that's going to lead him out of the room into the sunlight. Mari.
So Mari's going to, she's going to run in, and then I'm going to use Guiding Bolt to try to hit this guy to see if I can stop him.
Nice.
Excellent decision.
Cool.
That's a 28 to hit.
Oh, nice. Excellent.
Liking it.
Yeah.
Doing 150 damage?
Whoa. Just evaporating this guy.
I wish. Right?
12 points of radiant damage.
Nice. Yes.
Beautiful.
It's a sunburn for you.
Yeah. Now he's very shiny.
Doran, what do you do?
Doran takes out his crossbow and fires at the barbarian.
Awesome. Get him, Doran!
Oh, a 10? A 10 to hit?
No, you miss.
Damn. Doran is going to use his commander's strike. He yells to Red.
Red, I am terrible. You take your shot.
You're not terrible. You're,
what a fucking adventure.
Don't worry about it. It's
how do you use these things?
All right, I'll do it, though. How much damage am I adding if I hit?
6.
Whoa, that's nice.
Ooh, yeah. 26 to hit.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
34 damage.
Whoa.
Yeah, this retreating figure is backlit by daylight, and he takes a few more steps. He's almost there, and Red pegs him right in the back, and he goes down.
Go to sleep.
Excellent.
Once again to our wonderful Patreon supporters, Adam Fry, Amanda Kitchener, Amy Garza, Anne, Cecil Lee Wilson, Jerry Rose Anderson, Christopher, Colin Burkhart, Crow, Casey, D.S., Dippity, Elizabeth H., Haley, Harper the Marks, Heather Nichols, Indian Thrifty, Jekyll, J.D., Joy Robinson, Jory, K.R., K.M., Cade, Kirsten Wolf, Lasagna, Last Ruth on the left, Leader J, Lizzie Demon, Lorelei Feldman, Loon, Matilda Rushing, Melinda Curley, Moon, Melissa, Merlin, Sam C, Reagan, Ren, Ruth Ann Reed, Scotty, S-Ray 96, Tony Pepperoni, Xander Morning Dove, and Zach House. Woo!
All of your dice, you roll them twice and add your modifier. So you wanna roll natural just like a bad girl. But a little problem is hanging around in your head. Roll a 20 and you're critty, now your mind is a whole world. It's filled with numbers, stats, and figures, and the things that you read. So, all of your dice, you'll roll them twice and add your modifier. All of your dice, you'll roll them twice and add your modifier. When you can't remember the way that you roll, remember this song instead. All of your dice, you roll them twice and add.
magic modifier. All of your dice, you roll them twice and add your modifier.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.